Both spoke separately with Ag Week afterward. That's just a fact. An amendment to allow year-round E15 sales was stripped from the House bill before passage and handled separately. My grandfather sold his soybeans in 1973 for $12.80 a bushel. The time for us addressing this temporary, archaic system is now, he said. Finstead, our new Ulm, and Jake Johnson, a math teacher at Rochester Mayo High School, appeared at the 1st and 2nd District Candidate Forum in the Wick Buildings Farmpas Center at the Gilfillan Estate, 1 week before Minnesota's Aug. 11 primary. Both spoke separately with Ag Week afterward. Political forums are a hallmark of Minnesota Farmfest. Appearing on stage with Finstead and Johnson were candidates for Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District, DFL candidates Kayla Berg, Matt Klein and Matt Little, and GOP candidate Eric Pratt. Finstead, a fourth-generation farmer serving on the House Agriculture Committee, pointed to the Farm, Food and National Security Act of 2026, which the House passed 224-200 on April 30. It was the first farm bill to clear the chamber since the 2018 law, which has run on extensions since 2023 and expires again September 30. We need them to show us, the American public, that they're willing to get a farm bill on the desk of the Senate that they can pass and get us to the negotiating table with a conference committee, Finstead said. The Senate Agriculture Committee is scheduled to mark up its own version, Chairman John Boozman's Agricultural Act of 2026, on Thursday. Senators leave for August recess the following day. Sen. Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, is the committee's ranking member, and Finstead said he hopes she uses the post to move the bill. It's one thing to say we need to deliver. It's another thing to deliver, Johnson said, listing year-round E15, sustainable aviation fuel, and a fix for California's Proposition 12 as items that keep stalling. There has not been a farm bill delivered since he's been in Congress. That's just a fact. An amendment to allow year-round E15 sales was stripped from the House bill before passage and handled separately. Boozman's Senate text includes permanent year-round E15. Johnson said the House bill leaves the two biggest problems untouched: input costs and export markets he said tariffs have gutted. Fishbaugh defends tariffs. USDA shakeup as challenger Osberg pushes back at Farmfest 7. Hugo Rollins says improving farmer data is essential, but farmer privacy remains a must. 13. Hugo U.S. Farm Agency staff warn trade, research, aid programs at risk from reorganization. 1. Hugo, the seat the two were vying for is one that Finstead won in an August 2022 special election following the death of Rep. Jim Hagedorn. He was re-elected in 2024 with 58.6% of the vote. The district, which stretches along the Iowa border and is anchored by Rochester, backed President Donald Trump by about double-digit percentage points in 2024 and 2020. It's a seat that's swung before, and according to the description by the Cook Political Report, became more competitive during the aughts, paving the way for Tim Walz, a high school teacher regarded as a long-shot candidate, to flip this seat in 2006. A February poll in Minnesota's 1st Congressional District by Public Policy Polling, a Democratic-aligned firm, had Johnson within 3 points of Finstead, with 15% of voters still undecided. Finstead has backed bridge payments to farmers, and when asked whether annual ad hoc aid is becoming a permanent feature of farm policy, he said he hopes not. Because that means times have not improved, Finstead said. The needs of the farmers and the wants of the farmers is a market, not a bridge payment. We want $14, $15 beans. We want $1.06 corn. He credited the Trump administration with 20 new ag trade agreements and pointed to soybeans trading about $1.50 a bushel higher year over year, renewable volume obligations pulling crush demand, and House movement on E15. Still, he said, right now there is a need for a bridge payment. From the forum stage, Finstead measured the squeeze against his family's own books. My grandfather sold his soybeans in 1973 for $12.80 a bushel. We are not at $12.80 a bushel right now, he said, adding that inputs up more than 30% have eaten the price gains. Rising Minnesota farm bankruptcy should concern all of us, Finstead said, though he argued the causes stretch back to the Biden administration, which left farmers land rich and cash poor. Johnson, who has built part of his campaign on how little of the consumer dollar goes back to the farmer, wants antitrust law already on the books enforced. Many of the agencies that are supposed to enforce this have been defunded through DOGE, and so there's no one left to enforce this legislation, Johnson said of the federal initiative launched by the second Trump administration that was lauded several times earlier in the day by U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. When we bring competition to the marketplace, that will drive down costs. He also pointed to the issue of consolidation among U.S. farm operations, which led to the loss of more than 15,000 farms in 2025, marking 7 straight years of continued consolidation of the industry, according to USDA data released in February. Finstead rejected the framing of farm consolidation being a root to the problem for farmers' overall profits. Farms come in all different shapes and sizes, and I don't think it is a dipstick politician's role to say farms should be this size, he said. I want opportunities for farmers, young and old, big and small. For the corporate industry, Finstead said that consolidation may warrant questions, noting a bill he co-authored requiring transparency in the fertilizer market. Finstead and Johnson agreed on one thing at the forum, with Johnson saying he was encouraged by Finstead's bill extending H-2A visas to year-round livestock and dairy labor, though he said the fix belongs inside broader immigration reform. Finstead noted the program has been called temporary for 42 years. The time for us addressing this temporary, archaic system is now, he said.